This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization on Wednesday declared Mpox a global public health emergency for the second time in 2 years, following an outbreak of the viral infection in Democratic Republic of Congo that has spread to neighboring countries. An emergency committee met earlier on Wednesday to advise WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus on whether the disease outbreak constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. The status is WHO's highest level of alert and aims to accelerate research, funding, and international public health measures in cooperation to contain a disease. Ukraine said its major cross-border assault had advanced further in Russia's Kursk region on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Ukrainian state TV on Wednesday broadcast what it said was the moment when Kiev's soldiers pulled down the Russian flag in the town of Suja in Russia's Kursk region. A video posted to Telegram showed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday being briefed by his top commander, Oleksandr Sirsky, more than a week after Kiev surprised Moscow with a cross-border incursion that has, for now, flipped the roles of invader and invaded. The surprise operation has given Ukraine its biggest battlefield gains since 2022. Kiev says it has taken control of more than 386 square miles of territory so far. Sirsky said the Russian border town of Suja was fully under Ukrainian control. Reuters was unable to independently verify the situation. Russian President Vladimir Putin has vowed to hit back at Ukraine with a, quote, worthy response.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Former U.S. President and current Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump cast his ballot in the Florida primary on Wednesday, where he weighed on allegations his campaign was hacked.
They're looking at it, and they're doing it very professionally, and it looks like it's Iran. Iran doing it because Iran is no friend of mine.
This is VOA News. A top Hamas official says the terrorist group is losing faith in the United States' ability to mediate a ceasefire in Gaza. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
More talks are scheduled this week in a bid to end the 10-month war with Israel. But Hamas political official Osama Hamdan tells the AP the group will only take part if the talks focus on implementing a ceasefire proposal President Biden laid out in May. At the same time, Hamdan says Israel has not acted in good faith during the talks here at the White House.
There's always political posturing.
Spokeswoman Corinne Jean-Pierre suggests Hamas may be bluffing and all sides should only be focused on ending the war. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said on Wednesday he would step down next month, succumbing to public disaffection over political scandals and rising living costs that marred his 3-year term and setting off a scramble to replace him. The ruling Liberal Democratic Party will hold a contest in September to replace him as president of the party and by extension as prime minister. Kishida's ratings dipped after he took office in 2021 following revelations about the LDP's ties to the controversial Unification Church. Another shakeup in Thai politics. Thailand-based reporter Tommy Walker provided an update to VOA's Flashpoint on Wednesday.
Prime Minister Setta Thavisin has been removed from office as well as his cabinet after only 11 months as Thailand's prime minister. Now, this has came because Setta appointed a cabinet member who had been jailed and actually had an alleged attempt to bribe a court official. So the constitutional court in Thailand ruled on the case. The court voted only 5-4 against and said that this was not on, and he had to leave his position.
That's Thailand-based reporter Tommy Walker. Hear more on VOA's Flashpoint. About half of all homes and businesses on Puerto Rico are without power on Wednesday as Hurricane Ernesto churned north into the warm waters of the Atlantic after dumping torrential rain on the U.S. territory. More than 725,000 homes and businesses on the island were without electric service out of 1.5 million customers, according to the Caribbean island's main power supplier. Puerto Rico's power grid is notoriously fragile. In 2022, Hurricane Fiona knocked out power for about 80% of the island's homes and businesses for as long as a month. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.